defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. How the heck are you today? That show yesterday, the MonsterCast, was an absolute blast. I don't know about you, but I had a ball bringing you the program. It was a tremendous amount of fun. The guest lineup was huge. It was kind of the send-off, the farewell for 2019, the MonsterCast version, because, well, the next MonsterCast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios will be in January. So the year is over as far as the MonsterCast is concerned. But we started out with Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Excuse me while I have a little bit of Defender coffee here. Got really cold yesterday. Had a big front come whipping through Georgia at about 2 o'clock in the morning. Just blowing like all get out. A lot of fun. Anyway, Alan Gottlieb, ooh, that coffee's good. Alan Gottlieb jumped in with us for a half hour, and then AWR Hawkins, and I know some of you had some trouble hearing AWR. He was at a remote location, and I gave him an option. If you don't want to jump in, you don't have to. I can cover your work for you. But he wanted to be on the last program of the year, and there was some distraction. There was some noise in the background, but that's live radio. That's what you get when you're listening to live stuff. So anyway, those two made the hour great. The second hour, Derek from Defender Coffee was on the program finally. Had a lot of fun with Derek. And then I had Rob Pincus in the studio with me, which is always a blast to talk with Rob. But when he's sitting in front of you, it changes the dynamic of the conversation when you can look at each other. And that's true with anybody. And that was evident in the conversation we had with Rob yesterday. Very open. I guess I dare I say a frank conversation. You go back and listen to it. Rob gave you his stories, what he thought or what he felt were the top stories of the year. And then, of course, Dr. John Lott and then Paul Markle from Student of the Gun in Hour 3. Now, here's an interesting takeaway from the Monster broadcast yesterday. If you listened to it, you probably caught this. If you didn't, here's your homework. Go back and listen to it again. And I'm going to give you some hints now. I'm going to spoil it for you a little bit here, but that's okay because you'll go back and listen and go, wow, maybe I didn't catch that. The main question I asked each guest yesterday, each one, starting with Alan Gottlieb, what was the biggest story of 2019 in a year that all of us are in agreement on saw more anti-gun activity come at us than any previous year? And I think we're all in agreement with that. So I asked them this question live. Did not tell them that we never prep the guests. We never have pre-interviews, none of that. We get on the program with you and we run. And that's what we did yesterday. Alan mentioned several different issues. We got to Rob Pincus, asked Rob, or AWR Hawkins. AWR Hawkins' answers were the civilian use of firearms. And he's covered so many of just 8 of them in the past week. Rob Pincus, the National Rifle Association, was his answer. The collapse or implosion, if you will. Not the collapse, but the imploding National Rifle Association, the self-destruction going on over at that joint in Fairfax, Virginia, which is doing a tremendous disservice to all gun owners. Thanks a lot for that, Wayne LaPierre. Then in addition to that, I asked Dr. John Lott the same thing, and his deal was media bias. So we got all these experts. Every single one of them gave us a different answer. Every single one of them gave us a different answer. And I thought that was fascinating. So I won't be the spoiler. I won't give you everything away, what we talked about. Just go and listen to it. It was quite interesting. When you listen to each guest be asked that question, you'll see how. Now, nobody asked me what I thought the biggest story of 2019 was. Nobody asked me that yet. Should I give that away for you? I guess I probably should. I think it came the latter part of the year. I think it came over the last 2 months. I think the biggest story of 2019 that I've talked about anyway is what's going on in Virginia. I believe that to be without a doubt, hands down, of National Rifle Association. It's a big deal. The impact that's going to have in the 2020 elections is a huge deal. No question about it. What John was talking about, the media bias getting so bad, self-defense, all of those were huge because we covered so many of those throughout the year. But I believe what's happening in Virginia to be the most important You may agree with me, you may disagree with me, but I'll state my case as to why I believe that. Because this has the possibility to spark a civil war. We've never been so close to a standoff with authorities, socialists, who want to take our guns and are threatening the use of force to do so on a large scale. Now, a spokesperson from Blackface Northam's office said the governor has never considered the use of the National Guard and wouldn't consider the use of the National Guard. Well, I'll tell you why he would never consider it and why the governor is saying that now. Because he sees the response to what happened when one of his socialist colleagues from the 4th District, Representative, U.S. Representative, Donald McKechnie, suggested it. The reaction from patriotic Virginians and Americans around the country was swift and it was severe. Dare it. Dare you. Go for it. Very volatile situation in Virginia. And we've talked about it at great length. I'm not going to go into that right now, other than to say that the situation is unfolding. There is a standoff, but there are spiders. There are little spider legs coming off of Virginia that I believe make it the biggest story of the year. For example, the Sanctuary City movement across Virginia has sparked the same thing across the country. Now, if you're a grassroots activist or you lead a grassroots group, pro-Second Amendment grassroots group, I would really ask you to consider talking to your organization. I will be doing the same to mine. And begin that movement in your state preemptively right now, wherever you happen to be. Blue state, red state, makes no difference. Two counties in New Jersey, of all places, have already stood up and said no. We are unanimously declaring ourselves Second Amendment sanctuary safe havens for law-abiding gun owners. That's a remarkable thing that wouldn't have happened. Now, Gottlieb and I mentioned it last night. This really started a couple years ago. Illinois got kind of overlooked. Illinois has 67 counties. The vast majority of the counties, think south of Chicago, are Second Amendment sanctuaries. It's a beautiful thing to see unfold. But I'd like to see it go further, and that's happening. Tennessee, Kentucky, Alan and I named a few of them yesterday on the MonsterCast in the Crossbreed Holster studios. So here in the GunBroker.com studios today, we'll kind of just go a little bit deeper into that, because I think this story has just tremendous, tremendous repercussions going into 2020. So one of those is the Second Amendment sanctuary movement that is now slowly getting legs across the country. I'd like to see that explode across the country. I'd like to see states that are under no current threat, such as the one I reside in right now, Georgia, begin that movement. For the future, that tells any potential. We had Stacey Abrams here, the entitled socialist who believed that she should have won the election for a lot of different reasons, because she's a black female, because she's a Democrat socialist. She was entitled to win the election. It was her time. Everybody told her that. Every panel that she sat on, every television show she did, told her that. And then it didn't happen, and she lost by, oh, I don't know, nearly 60,000 votes, and she still hasn't conceded. Those people are a threat to our freedom and to our liberties, and it would be really nice to see a Second Amendment sanctuary movement begin in a state like Georgia right now to head off at the pass any future attack from somebody like Stacey Abrams. This sends a powerful message. That leads me to the other spider leg, another one of those spider legs, or rabbit holes, or whatever you want to call them, sparked by Virginia. The fact that we're using the very same tactics that the left likes to use against them, and they hate it. They can't stand it. Well, it's not the same as an illegal alien sanctuary city. You're damn right it's not. Ours are protecting constitutional rights. Yours are violating them. There's no similarity there at all. These are two mutually exclusive events here going on. A Second Amendment sanctuary is defying an unconstitutional power grab, which the people have a right to do constitutionally. Unlike a sanctuary city that the socialists just all love. Yes, I almost made a big mistake there. Go back and listen to it. That the socialists all love because they want open borders, violation of our federal laws. Everything about a Second Amendment sanctuary city for illegals is against the law. It's a violation of local and federal laws. So there is no similarity. And they hate it because we're doing it in defense of our constitutional rights and our constitutional freedoms. So this is a movement that should happen right now in states like Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Florida, and others. And it has. Some individual counties have done that. I know there's a movement in a county here in Georgia now. And I'd like to see that move across the South. Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas is a perfect place where the left is trying to make inroads and tell you that Texas is now purple. Hey, Texas, start heading this off at the pass. Take a playbook, take a page out of the Virginia playbook, and start providing sanctuary, Second Amendment sanctuaries across your state like we did in Virginia and like I'd like to see across the country. This sends an incredibly powerful message going into 2020 into the national elections to the gun grabbers. Yeah, no, I don't think so. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. I want to give a big shout out, too. Let me pull up these notes from yesterday's program. Hey, by the way, if you were tuned into the Facebook Live before I went live on the air, I'll explain that in just a minute. Some new fun stuff we're going to get. We're going to try this in 2020, and hopefully we can get this to work for you. But I want to give a shout out to, and who are, here they are, the wrong page. There's so much to do. Listen to this. This is all stuff to talk about with you. F. Burgess, A.J. Johnson, and Chuck Chrisman were the three winners picked at random yesterday with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com on the MonsterCast and won the range bag. Emails have already gone out to them. Now, if they don't respond or if they say, hey, thanks, I was just joking, I don't want it, then we'll have another drawing. But we're going to do more of these throughout the year. Yesterday's was huge because we gave three away at the end of the year. A lot of fun. Okay. Another sip of Defender coffee. Hold on. So, you know where I stand on this story, the biggest story of the year last year, and that's Virginia. Because the ramifications and the implications of what's going on and what we know is going to happen in Virginia, if the socialists are stupid enough to try it, has potential to exceed anything we've ever seen in any state in America, save for the 1860s in this country. There is a possibility of a standoff in Virginia that could get ugly. And both sides are saying that. We can only hope and pray that the governor, Blackface Northam, and his little socialist minions who are paying back Michael Bloomberg for the $2.5 million or $1.5 million that he infused into the state, do the right thing. And that's stand down. Because if they attempt an unconstitutional power grab against their residents, they won't just be dealing with Virginia residents. And I believe they know that. Virginia will have an awful lot of help, and that help stands by in the form of whatever we need to do, be it rallies, be it assistance to sheriffs, be it assistance to counties. There's millions of Americans that stand by. Virginia's a powder keg. Pray for Virginia. You need to do that. There is a fascinating, this is laughable, but still fascinating. The Foundation for Economic Education, you ever heard of them? Has John Miltimore, I have admittedly absolutely no idea who John Miltimore is. But here's what Johns Hopkins University, this was a joint study of Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and the University of California at Davis. Violence Prevention Research Program, a joint study, all right? Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and University of California at Davis Violence Prevention Research Program, neither of whom are friendly to your gun rights. You know what they found? That California's myriad gun control laws, mandated background checks, et cetera, particularly background checks, had absolutely zero impact whatsoever on gun deaths. And get this, this is what cracked me up. Researchers are puzzled as to why. You can't make this stuff up. So progressive, so socialist, so liberal, so sense of entitled. What? How can that possibly be? How could we have found that to be the case? I'm going to scroll down a little bit. Because one of the subtitles a little bit down in the column is everyone has confirmation bias, even experts. No way. And I quote, perhaps unsurprisingly, the findings, which run counter to the conventional wisdom that gun control saves lives. You mean, see, these people never write these things accurately. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the findings, which run counter to the conventional wisdom of the gun grabbers and socialists, that gun control saves lives. You got to fix this stuff for them, but thank God we're here to do that, have received almost no media attention. An exception was the Washington Post, which cited the study, buried 20 paragraphs down, in an article in which the American Medical Association calls for stronger gun control laws at the state level. AMA President Barbara McEnany told the Post in the interview, and I quote, "We see this as an epidemic and public health crisis, and we think intervening as early as possible is smarter than just building more intensive care units for people who are either killed or damaged and badly hurt by the violence." Bizarrely, the Post cited the Johns Hopkins UC Davis study as evidence that what the AMA is calling for may be needed. However, what they did was fail to go through the entire study that shows that nothing that they wanted in place or that California has in place has had any impact or effect whatsoever. Oh, you can't. I'm telling you, man, you cannot make this stuff up. You simply can't. The findings, which run counter to experiences in Missouri and Connecticut that did show a link between background checks and gun deaths, appear to have startled the researchers. Here's why. Because they found what they wanted to find in Missouri and Connecticut with the questions and the research and how they maneuvered and manipulated that research. They tried it in California, and lo and behold, guess what? It didn't work. And when it didn't work, what happened? They were startled. Oh, no. Garen Wintemute, a UC Davis professor of emergency medicine and a senior author of the study, said this. Again, you can't make this stuff up. Well, incomplete data and flawed criminal record reporting might explain the results. I mean, I don't know. We just got to go in and manipulate something else to finally get the results that we want. They like the study in Connecticut because it works for them. California, they're, what? Well, she says, in 1990, only 25% of criminal records were accessible in the primary federal database used for background checks, and centralized records of mental health prohibitions were almost non-existent. So, of course, that's why she's saying, well, it had to be something like that. So she believes then, because of that, because that's flawed, that she believes, and this is what she says, and here we go to that. Well, I think, right? Nobody cares what you think. She thinks as many as one in four gun buyers may have purchased a firearm without undergoing a background check. She doesn't have a clue. And let me tell you something else. Look, it almost slipped again, too. Satellite radio moment word. None of the criminals that you're supposedly concerned with are doing what you are accusing me of doing. Think about that for a moment. And that is buying my guns legally. There is no study ever, period, anywhere that they've done on criminals and how criminals obtain their guns by speaking directly to 2,000 criminals about what happened. Instead, they direct their ire at me. They direct their ire at you. And they try to use these numbers to somehow tell us how effective gun control is. Except it doesn't work. In 1991, California simultaneously imposed comprehensive background checks. It was the most expansive state gun control legislation in America, affecting an estimated 1 million gun buyers in the first year alone. And it failed because LAPD spokesman William D. Booth made the following statement. I think the new laws are going to help counter the violence. Except more than 25 years later, they found no change in the rates of either cause of death from firearms through 2000. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. It's a joke. We'll be back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, segment 3 in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Wow, the year is winding down. We have so much to cover. I want to talk with you a little bit in the next segment, too, about my friend Tom Gresham, something that he wrote about, because it dovetailed very well with what Alan Gottlieb asked us to do as American gun owners last night on Armed American Radio. We'll cover that in just a few minutes. First, let me continue with this FEE piece, this Foundation for Economic Education. Here's the bottom line here. They did a study over years, found out in California that their gun control schemes haven't done a damn thing. So now they're trying to come up with excuses why, so they can make it look like areas where they actually did find something, because they manipulate data. And when that same thing doesn't work in a place like California that they know has more gun control than just about anywhere else in the country, and it's a failure, they act shocked. And the media, as I just told you, unsurprisingly, isn't covering this. Johns Hopkins and UC Davis study, Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and they're not covering it. They're not covering it because it doesn't fit the findings that they want. So now they're all scrambling and going, well, we believe it's because of this, that, and the other thing. I mean, this is a Stacey Abrams if I've ever seen it. Well, we found that it didn't do this, but in reality, we know that it does work. I mean, I may not have gotten all the votes, but I'm the governor. I should be, even though I'm not.
because I was entitled to be, because, good heavens. California's failed gun control law appears to be yet another example of experts, to quote the great Milton Friedman, judging policies and programs by their intentions rather than their results. Despite the dismal record of gun control, expect the media and experts to use a repertoire of self-justifications rather than modify their beliefs, regardless of what the evidence shows. That's from John Miltimore. Fantastic exclamation point to that whole story. They didn't get what they wanted. They found out it doesn't work. They don't care. The road is paved with good intentions. Therefore, we need to keep doing it. That's what John is pointing out in this education and Foundation for Economic Education piece. It's a good read. Go find it. Read it. Stay up on this. Let me use that to go over to, because this is a really, really good segue. On the 26th, Gresham over at guntalk.com, you should go read this, because Mr. Gresham explains in no uncertain terms what's getting ready to happen in 2020. And I love the way he writes, so you will too. It's fun to read Tom's stuff. You've stuffed the wrapping paper into huge trash bags, somewhat recovered from overeating, somewhat. But most of us haven't quite yet turned our attention to the new year. We need to, though, because 2020 will be the year of the what he calls big gunfight in many ways, on many fronts, and against new and powerful new forces. And he's right spot on. He is right spot on. He says, this is your call to action. It's also a dire warning. Oh, it's not that bad. Come on. He's embellishing. That's, come on. It is that bad. In fact, take a listen to what he says. I hope you've been closely following what's going on in Virginia, as more than 100 cities and counties have declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries, and thousands of gun owners have shown up at government meetings to demand this action. This is not organized. It's a true grassroots movement. And what Tom is telling us, and I love the way he phrased this, we have to get off our butts. Not just B-U-T-T-S, our derrieres, but also our, oh, man, I support that, but I have to work today. Or, ooh, I would love to do that, but I've got a meeting. Or I would really like to help man those phones, but I just don't have time. We can't wait. We cannot afford right now in 2020 for those of us to get off our, we have to do it. We're the only ones that are going to make this happen. And I love the way he phrased that. Let me quote it. We all have to get off our butts and our butts, B-U-T-S. You know what I mean? Yeah, those people show up to protest, but we have jobs. But we don't have Bloomberg money behind us. But the media is against us. But it's a three-hour drive to the Capitol. But the NRA should be doing this. Excuses for poor performance is what that is. Now, Tom recognizes, of course, as we've discussed many times on this program, that the Democrats have gone into run silent, run deep mode on their screams for confiscation of your guns. Now what he's telling us is they're going to hide, they're trying to hide anyway, their true intentions, but we already know it. They've already told us. And as he says, and I love it, if you believe now that they just don't want to do that, you're the village idiot. And he's spot on. So I encourage you to go read the piece at guntalk.com. Tom does a great job here in this warning and phrases it in a way that will hopefully excite you a little bit. And I know as a gun owner, as an Armed American Radio listener, I know you do more than the vast majority of gun owners out there. But now's the time we have to go grab another gun owner by the hand and say, you got to walk with me. We need your help. No buts, right? No buts. This will help motivate you to do it. Then, this is the perfect segue from last night. And I'll be honest with you, when I was reading Tom's piece, it got kind of put over here on the triage pile because there were some other things I needed to talk about. But Mr. Gottlieb, last night, when he said at the end of his two segments, he said, I'm going to ask your listeners to do me a favor. Alan was speaking directly to you It was a poignant moment on Armed American Radio last night. He said, I want each and every one of you, every single one of you, to commit 1 hour a day to fighting for gun rights. 1 hour a day. And the difference that that can make, because that 1 hour a day multiplied by each of us blows Bloomberg and his wallet right out of the water. Want proof of that? Virginia. Another reason, another spider leg, another rabbit hole, if you will, why I believe the Virginia story is so important. The movement in Virginia has the Democrats, the socialists, petrified. Don't think it doesn't, because the media is not telling you that. I can promise you that Blackface Northam, Mark Herring, and the rest of them are sitting in Richmond going, good Lord, holy crap, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? Every single local government in the state, with the exception of 8 or 10, has told the governor, no, we will not comply with you. In your face. You understand how big that is? Of course it's got him scared. It's also got every town for gun safety and Bloomberg looking at this going, rut-row, rut-row. I can promise you that. And what Alan was telling us, if we dedicate 1 hour each to this movement somehow, whether it's working by phones for your local grassroots organization, whether it's volunteering on a campaign for a pro-gun candidate, whatever it is, Alan pointed specifically to writing a letter to the editor every single day about your gun rights. Doesn't have to be in response to anything else. Just write the letter and write one every day. And if each of us do this, imagine how many letters those local papers or those national papers are going to get. Millions. Imagine the impact that will have. Get involved with a sanctuary city. Start talking to people about talking to your commission. 1 hour a day. And that's what Tom is referring to. So I dusted this off and said, you know what? That's exactly what he was talking about. And that's exactly what we have to do. So it's a perfect segue from last night with Gottlieb telling us this, or asking us for his assistance, asking us to do him a favor. And, you know, keep in mind, the most powerful man in the gun rights movement alive today, Alan Gottlieb. And it just fit perfectly with Tom's 2020, the year of the big gunfight. You can read it at guntalk.com. I encourage you to do that. And then go back and listen to the Monster Cast. Listen to Alan's closing statements last night on the program. You think about that. And we'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Let me tell you some fun stuff I got going on over the next couple of days. I think you'll find this interesting. If you happen to be a night owl, and I generally am a night owl, I can honestly tell you, I joke about it all the time, I haven't slept in 25 years. I'm just one of those people that I get 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and just the way it is. I don't do any of that sleeping crap. I will never touch anything like an Ambien. It's not my deal. I don't want anything to do with that stuff. So I've just accepted it. My doctor accepted it years ago. You're just one of those people. You're like me. You got a racing mind. Something's always going on in your brain. You get 4 to 5 hours of sleep. For you, that's what you need. The reason I say that is I'm kind of tired today because I stay up a little bit late. I'm a little tired on Mondays because of the Monster Show. It's an adrenaline rush, and I get off the radio. I'm generally up till about 3 o'clock in the morning. Last night, my wife and I were up till about 2:45, and she was painting the kitchen. I got out of the studio and got home, and she was doing stuff, and it just wound up being a late night. Kids were awake. They're off break. Teenagers, you know, so didn't get a whole lot of sleep. And tonight, should you be interested, and I hope you are because it's a great show, but I will be on Coast to Coast from 1 a.m. Eastern, I'm in Eastern time, to 3 a.m. Eastern with George Norrie from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. That's 10 a.m. to midnight Pacific time on over 650 stations. George Norrie is like the Rush Limbaugh of nighttime radio. He's awesome. If you've never listened to his program, he covers all kinds of fun stuff. Now, let me just give you some insight. You're getting this first. I absolutely believe we are not alone in the universe. I have had a paranormal experience. I believe in a lot of the same cool stuff that George Norrie does. And we're going to have really, really fascinating, fun, down-to-earth, probing conversation with George Norrie today. We're going to be talking about rights and freedoms and liberties and these things. But I can promise you it's going to be a great time. So if you have the inkling to stay up, particularly if you're on the East Coast, if you're a night owl, 1 to 3 a.m., well, I should say, tonight, later tonight after midnight,
tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, actually, from 1 to 3 a.m., I will be on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. Then, and this is fun, too, on Tuesday, I'll have to give you the time. I believe it is at around 12 o'clock. I will be on Crosstalk on, I forget how many radio stations it is, but I'll be on for 50 minutes, Christian conservative talk, hard-hitting, and it's a lot of fun. I've been on the program before. That's tomorrow midday. That's from, what is it? I'm looking at 3:10, I believe, Eastern time, to right before we go airborne here at 3:55. So we're going to butt that show right up against this program. So make sure to tune in if you get a chance. It's going to be an awful lot of fun on both of those shows, particularly George Norrie's show, Coast to Coast today. That's a big program and an awful lot of fun, and we're gonna have a good time with George, I promise. How do I know? Because I already sent the questions over. Had a lot of input on that, so that's great. Okay, please support the sponsors. You already know that. Going into 2020, it's so vital and so important, and we've got new sponsors coming on board with us. They're partners. And boy, I'll tell you what, if everything works out the way I anticipate it working out, what I think is big now is just going to become explosive in the next few months. Can't talk about it yet, but I'll let you know when it happens. You'll know from the excitement in my voice. But the partners that we're working with are so much fun and are looking forward to doing so many things. The GunBroker.com giveaways. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff with Car Arms, North American Arms. By the way, speaking of North American Arms, no reason to stop now. If you haven't got the hat, pick the phone up and call North American Arms, NorthAmericanArms.com. Go to their website, scroll down to the bottom. You'll see the number. Call the number. Tell them you heard it on Armed American Radio that you get the free hat. They will send you a free, very cool denim North American Arms hat, ball cap. It's a lot. It's very cool. And they're going to put your name in the running for the gun giveaway. Yes, we are doing the gun giveaway. I'm giving away one gun out of my safe. Somebody said to me the other day, gee, really, dude? I want to win the other one that's not used. Well, I'll tell you what, bro, if you don't want the gun out of my safe and you win it, because I know who you are, if your name pops up, I won't give it to you. And, well, I'm sorry if you don't want the used gun. That's not being mean. You don't want my gun? Okay. Well, you know, I hope you win. I'm just kidding with you, for gosh sakes. All right, here's the deal. You're in the gun giveaway. You're in the running for the gun giveaway. If you don't want the hat for whatever reason and you don't want to scroll down the page and get the phone number because it's a lot of work, whatever you think that may be, armedamericanradio.com. There's a bar right across the top, or a little pop-up will come up. One of the two. I don't know where the developers have it yet right now. But since the range bag giveaway is gone, the North American Arms deal is back up there. So just hit yes. I want to win the North American Arms. Put your name in there and your email. That's all you got to do. If you're notified, if you win, we're going to notify you. It's as simple as that. This is just the beginning. This just the beginning. The premium content is up on armedamericanradio.com at $7.95 a month, and it is going to explode. We're getting ready now. You hear the pro tip of the week with Rob Pincus, right, on the MonsterCast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Rob is going to start putting videos to that, and we're going to begin putting that on the premium page. So you're going to be able to watch the video of Rob in addition to what you heard. You're going to be able to see him demonstrate. Now, if you've ever watched Rob on television, you know how good he is in front of a camera. So, again, lots of really cool stuff coming in its infancy. In its infancy. Thank you very much for your support. I appreciate it so much. And in 2020, this fight ain't going to get any easier. In fact, it's going to be worse than it's ever been. This is going to be 2020. I'm going to guess on this. 2019 was rough. It was rough. Bunch of rabble-rousers out there, right? That was child's play compared to what's coming in 2020. 2020, we face a tough battle as we go through this election. The lies that are going to be told about you, the mainstream press attacking your way of life, Bloomberg chucking millions upon millions of dollars in your state, individual states, as we talked about last night, Florida being one of the ballot initiative states. God, that's awful. There's a real possibility that an assault weapons ban could be on the ballot because Bloomberg is spending tons of money to buy those signatures in Florida. This is the type of activity, this un-American, freedom-hating, gun-hating, Constitution-hating type activity that we have to pull together and work with. Communication between us, as I said yesterday, is going to be vital. I believe I was talking about this in the second segment, or the second hour. We need to communicate. I need to hear from you what's going on where you are. If you need something reported, I want to give you this microphone. We've got to work together to see to it that all of us know what's happening. And Armed American Radio is a great tool for that. If you have something going on in your local municipality that needs airtime, you need to send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Make sure it's something that has some type of, you know, however big or small you think it is, just send it to me, okay? And we'll give you this microphone. We'll let people know what's happening if you need the help. That's what we have to do in this age of creeping socialism. Socialism is on the ballot in America this year. Can you believe this? Socialism is on the ballot. And they're not just going to dry up and go away. It's not going to happen. Isn't going to happen. Politicians are going to lie to you like crazy. Lying politicians be lying politician and all day long. Biden attacking Texas's governor. We got him on tweets and videos for signing the act that allowed the individuals to save lives in the Texas church shooting just a couple days ago. Back in September, Democrat Joe Biden attacked Governor Greg Abbott for signing a law that let lawful gun owners carry guns. Biden said, it's just absolutely irrational. It's totally irrational. He said that we needed to go after every gun that has magazines that can hold multiple bullets. That's all guns, by the way. This is the kind of garbage we're going to hear shoved at us that the media is going to put in our face all year long. And we're going to have to fight it back. We're going to have to do it as a team. Go to Gun Talk. Read Tom's article. Extremely important. 2020, the year of the big gunfight. We've got our work cut out for us. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow because we're never going to stop talking about it here. See you on the radio.